Good morning and welcome once again to the Biz Talk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. The regular co-host, Tony Bush, is down in the South Country for a couple weeks. And so I have Tom DeLukopolsky, Tom D. from SCORE, sitting in as my guest co-host. Tom, good morning.
Top of the morning to you and the audience members.
Good to have you here. That way, when I get stuck and start to stammer, Tom can help me out and keep me moving right along.
So I promise.
Good to have you here. All righty. Also, our guest today is going to be Tyler Reith. Tyler is from the Stone Cellar Brew Pub, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some of their marketing strategies and some of the things that Tyler's involved with. So we will be getting to that very, very shortly. Also, a reminder, if you have any questions for us about business ideas or special things as far as Tyler is concerned in the Stone Cellar, be sure to give us a call. Our numbers here are 281-1150. That's the WHBY number here. Or you can get the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. And now, as we normally do, I'm going to take just a few minutes and talk a little bit about SCORE, some of the things we do, and some of the programs we have coming up. Kind of take a little different way to look at this. A lot of the questions are, what can SCORE do for me, or how do I get use SCORE? And real quickly, if you're brand new, just thinking about starting your business, SCORE can provide you with the answers to a lot of the questions you don't even know. When you're starting out, we try to help people ask the right questions, find the way to get themselves moving from a really great idea to getting the business itself started. Our goal is to help you succeed. So we offer that service to the people out there as a free service to you. In addition, if you've been in business for a while, we work a lot with existing businesses trying to help you get beyond that point where you're at. What's the next step? How do I improve my marketing? How do I check my cash flows to make sure things are going right? Been in business for 5 years and not sure yet. And we work a lot with people like that. Again, the service is absolutely free. All you need to do is go out to our website at www.score.com. FoxCities.org. So again, a free service. The other groups we work with are people who've been in business for a long time, are looking for exit strategies. How do I pass the business on to the family? My son and daughter are interested in it. Whatever. And we help you kind of put together the team, work with the ideas that you need to understand how to end the program. You've been successful. You want the business to continue. We can provide you with the kind of help that will make sure that your legacy continues. So again, that's something else that SCORE can do. We provide that service with over 40 members. We operate out of 8 counties as far south as Fond du Lac, Marquette, Green Lake, Washera. Also, we have branches in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. And we have, of course, our main branch here in Appleton. So if you are interested in getting some help, keep your business going, get things going the right way for you, give us a call. Or contact us by email, and that is, I'll do it right this time. That's www.foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at 920-734-7101. Now, that is the Fox Cities Chamber office here, and they will direct you right to the SCORE people to help you. Now, in addition to the free services we provide, SCORE also does a number of workshops and programs. Right now, we have 3 of them coming up, and I'll go very briefly with them. The first one, of course, is the Simple Steps series coming up. That's starting this Wednesday, February the 12th. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop right in downtown Appleton, and it's the Startup Basics. The Simple Steps program is actually 5 meetings that take place over a 5-week period. The first one is to give you an idea of what's it all about, and we would ask you again to take a look at that. It'll be from 8 a.m. until 12:30 with coffee and snacks plus lunch included for $25. We ask you please go out to the website and register for that, and then also take a look at the other four sessions, which get into detail about different things about your business, concepts, how to handle your marketing, financial projections, funding sources. In other words, where do I get the money? And try to help you move your business along that way. Another program we're going to have, for those of you down in the Fond du Lac area, very quickly, we're going to be doing a special program down there just on successful cash flow management and banking relationships. Tony Bush is going to do that one. It's going to be on February the 26th. That is the Wednesday afternoon. It will run from 12:30 until 3, and we're doing it in conjunction with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac. Again, contact us through the SCORE website, and that one is also at $25 a person. Very good program for those of you who are in business and want to make sure you're handling your cash flow program properly. The last one I'm going to talk about real quickly as far as SCORE is concerned is coming up in May. We'll have a lot more details on it. It's a topic that everybody has an interest in right now, and that is going to be the Affordable Health Care Act today. And what's going on? We're going to have three members of a panel that will be talking about it. The keynote speaker is Linda Heinz. She is with Employee Benefit Association Services and will be talking about maintaining employer tax advantage strategies. In other words, you as employer, what do I need to know once this thing starts to settle out and get moving forward? How do I work with it, live with it, and actually help my employees? And it's not just for those of you who are over 50 employees. This is going to be affecting everybody, the 2 to 50 employee group, as well as the larger company. So we would ask you to take a look at that. Again, all the details will be on the website for you. And the last promotion I'm going to do right now is a program that the Chamber is putting together. They asked us to mention it for you. And that's going to be their Cultivate Business Growth Series. That's going to be held on March the 20th. It is from 7:30 until 12:30. We'll include a luncheon with keynote speakers regarding the art of wow, driving extreme client loyalty, which is very important. We'll be talking a little bit about client loyalty today as we go along also. Just a reminder, that one is coming up on March the 20th, and would have you go out to www.cultivateevent.com to get all the details as to that program. It should be an excellent program for people who are in business. Again, how to work with customer loyalty. So those are some of the things that are coming up, some of the things that we'll be doing. Right now it's time for a break here, and then we'll be coming back with our guest and our guest host. So we will be right back to you. This is the Biz Talk Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, working, working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Okay, welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. We have caught Tom D. from SCORE is going to be helping us today also as a co-host. And we'll be getting to our guest, who is Tyler Reith from the Stone Cellar Brew Club in just a moment. First of all, though, I have to kind of pay the rent a little bit and just mention the sponsors that we have on the show. First of all, there's Albertson Hailing CPA. Will help with your tax needs and also your financial planning. I shouldn't say financial planning, your business planning for your business. We also want to thank eBiz Results. They provide us the website that we have for the Biz Talk show and ask you to go out to that. We have archives on that of all of the shows that we've done in the past. There's also Epiphany Law. Kevin Eisman and his crew over there, they are a boutique law firm, will help you with your business needs, and that is their primary focus, is business law. So if you have any questions, problems, how to form a LLC, what my necessary things are for my operating plans and so on, Epiphany Law is the excellent place to go. Fox Communities Credit Union, for those of you who are looking for financial help, either in setting up your your checking account, putting together the business loan you need, or any of the other areas of business finance, Fox Communities Credit Union is the place to go. They can help you with that. Also, I want to thank the Business News, which is an outstanding newspaper here in the area. They serve the area all the way from Green Bay down through Fond du Lac, published twice every 2 weeks, and would ask you to subscribe to them. And also, one of our guest hosts is the Tuss House. Tuss House does the specialty work with the online systems and services, providing online storage, in-cloud storage, and all of the different programs and hardware that you need to help you maintain your business. So again, those are our sponsors. We'd like to thank them for all their help. And now we're going to get on with the show. So at this point in time, I'd like to introduce our guest, and that is Tyler Reith. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here today. And we're going to start off a little bit. Tyler, you've been with the Stone Cellar for how long?
About 5 years now.
5 years, okay.
Yep.
And you want to describe who you are, what you do, and a little bit about the Stone Cellar itself.
Yeah, I'm Tyler Reith. I'm the restaurant manager of Stone Cellar Brew Pub. I've been there for about 5 years, as I said. Before that, I was at the University of Wisconsin-Stout and studied hotel and restaurant management. Transferred, was lucky to find Stone Cellar Brew Pub as I got out of school. It just fit my personality of being, you know, just a family-owned business and just real tight-knit community at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Appleton, so I was able to stay around my hometown. I just really liked the concept, and the atmosphere was unlike anywhere else in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said now it's a family-owned local organization. How long has it been around? How long has Stone
Stone Cellar's been around for just over 9 years now?
Okay. Primary product that you have is
beer.
Okay.
Yeah. We do local and sustainable foods as well. We try to source as much as we can locally.
Okay.
And then we get, you know, we like to support sustainable practices. We have all of our meats are hormone and steroid free. We have free range chicken, just good for you food in terms of like additives and things like that.
Okay. And your role there at the brew pub?
I'm the restaurant manager, so I handle pretty much everything that's not the brewery.
Okay.
All the front of house stuff, from servers to bartenders to our special event room, everything in between, from marketing.
Okay.
the whole place.
And okay, that's the area we want to talk to you a little bit about as we get into this into the program a little bit more, is what your role in the marketing of the brew pub is all about. Whereabouts is it located, and how do we get in touch with you there?
It's right off downtown Appleton. It's in the flats area. It's, if anybody knows the big building that says Between the Locks on top, it's in the basement of that building, thus the cellar.
Okay.
It's at 1004 South Old Oneida Street. And you can reach us by phone at 920-731-3322 or visit us online at stonecellarbrewpub.com.
Okay. All righty. Well, what we're going to do is take a quick break here just to get things rolling, and then get back and talk a little bit more with Tyler about the marketing programs and some of the things that the Stone Cellar is all about. So, again, we'll be back. This is the Biz Talk Radio Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Again, I'm Randy Melzer. We are talking to Tyler Reith. Tyler is the restaurant manager for the Stone Cellar Brew Pub. And Tyler also, of course, is involved very much with their marketing and so on. And I'd like to talk to him a little bit about the marketing strategies. Obviously, you have competitors.
Definitely.
Who do you find as far as being competitors in the area here?
In the area, I mean, we have There's a couple other breweries in the area with, well, Appleton Beer Factory just opened up, and Fox River Brewing's been around for a while. And then there's also the Brauhaus downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess for the majority of, you know, competition comes from the big guys with Miller and Bud and
okay.
all that goes in with that. But locally we try to – we've actually partnered with some of the breweries in the past. We'll feature their beers either on tap at the brew pub or we have, like, special dinners and stuff that we'll incorporate them into. So we try not to, you know – We want to build the craft brew segment as okay. a whole, as opposed to trying to nip each other out of the market.
Okay, so you're still it's us against the big guys.
Yep, pretty
okay.
much.
All righty. And how do you when we're talking about that? I know you've had a number of different strategies you've used. One of the things we talked about off air was you were working with a thing called the Passport Club.
Definitely.
Could you tell us how that marketing strategy works and or worked, and where you were at with it?
Yeah, we developed the Passport Club, I want to say about 3 years ago. We actually were hoping to do a trolley crawl with the free trolley and just go to all the different bars that had our beer on tap. ADI, Appleton Downtown Incorporated, wasn't too crazy about having a bunch of drunken people on their trolley.
Oh, yes.
So we actually developed it into more of the Passport program as anybody that's done it has seen it today. Basically, it's a collection of a bunch of different bars in the area that carry Stone Cellar beer or Stone Arch beer now.
Okay.
We went from the first year we had, I want to say, 26 bars. We actually went around to all most of the bars in the area and asked if they'd like to put us on tap for the summer, and we'd bring them some customers and have them come down and try to support their business while they're supporting ours.
Okay.
And then people could take part and get a passport. At that time, they were $2 just to try to get everybody to take part in it. And
okay, and so you'd buy the passport.
Yep.
And had the list of the places that you had on tap.
Yep.
And then what? I would go out to these places, they would check something off, or
yep. You would go to the bar and you order a Stone Arch beer, you'd get a stamp. When you get 5 stamps on your passport, you got a free pint glass.
Okay.
At 10, you got a free T-shirt, and then the first year at I think it was 24 or 26 bars,
mm-hmm.
which was the whole passport. Then you got like a pop-up cooler, and it was full of a bunch of coupons from the businesses that were part of it. So we were trying to support the community as a whole and get, you know, downtown Appleton and mm-hmm. the area some more business while helping us and also helping the customers that are taking part in it.
Okay. How large an area did this actually encompass?
This area, the first year was just the Appleton area, went as far as Sherwood. last year we actually... It had expanded it. We had more than 60 bars last year,
mm-hmm.
and it went as far as far south as Oshkosh.
Okay.
But we do the whole summer because we don't want people to go and be driving from Oshkosh after having a couple okay. pints. But.
No, understood. Now, and the growth that you've had, now you said you started with 27 locations. Up to how many at this point are you on tap with? How many different locations?
When I started at Stone Cellar, we were at maybe 20 different bars. I want to say we're over like 119 or something like that is where we're at now between Green Bay and Fond du Lac. So.
Okay. And how do you market to them?
We actually partnered with a distributor about a year and a half to 2 years ago to try to get our name out there because we just didn't have the capacity to continue trying to go out on ourselves. But we partnered with them, and they have helped us get into new markets, both here and in Green Bay. So,
okay. Yeah. Tom?
Tyler, in your activities of marketing, we have seen your website. Do you have other sources of media that you utilize?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have the website. We do a bunch with social media, primarily Facebook, but then I'd also post to Twitter as well. We do some like marketing with like Money Saver magazine. Mm-hmm. We've done a little bit in Nature's Pathways and things like that. More just kind of stuff that hits, you know, more the local market and mm-hmm. and that sort of mindset. But
you were referencing coupons a little while ago. I noted that in the Appleton area we have a folder or mailing that comes out with coupon packets. Do yep. you get involved with that?
We haven't done that recently. Other than Money Saver is more of like kind of a coupon magazine that we do some stuff with. And I know we've done a little bit with Saving Cash magazine in the past, but not the big pack of coupons.
Okay.
One of the things you did mention too is in the community, you're very much involved. I know from that you work with ADI and quite a few other organizations. How do you use that to help promote? How do you work with ADI and that type of thing?
We definitely have a great relationship with ADI. A lot of people don't consider us to be part of the downtown, but we're only two blocks off the main strip. There's just a river in the way.
Okay.
But we do a bunch with them. We sponsor part of the concert in the park on Thursdays mm-hmm. During the summer.
And the trolley route comes down to your location?
Yep, it comes
so you
there.
Can come from downtown right down through the flats and to your location and then back up
yep,
as
yeah.
a convenience. Okay.
Yeah, that's excellent. And then we've done, along with the Passport Club, ADI did a similar thing just to support all of the different businesses just in downtown Appleton, which
okay.
Was excellent partnership there as well.
So you're working with that concept with
yep.
them. Okay. Also, I think you're also in the Saturday Farmers Market.
Yeah, definitely. We're there. Well, during the whole summer market, we take the winter off because it's a smaller space inside the City Central Plaza. But
okay.
During the summer, we have a booth and we sell our gourmet sodas. And then we also send our chef around. He actually buys from the farmer's market, and then we incorporate those vegetables and things into our features for the weekend as well.
Okay. So you're working with the local area, keeping things going?
Could you tell us a little bit about your association with the Riverside Group?
Yeah.
Where you have event activities?
Yeah. We actually just recently partnered further with Riverview Gardens. They've been growing a bunch of produce over there sustainably. I'm not sure they officially have the organic designation yet, just because you got to wait about 5 years. But mm-hmm. They're using organic practices, and we've been sourcing from them for pretty much as soon as they opened up for our side salads and things like that, and also incorporation into our entrees. But they have a big the former clubhouse there, we actually just worked out a lease with them.
Yeah, that's the old Riverside Country Club
yep.
Clubhouse. Okay.
Yep. And so we partnered with that. We can do a bunch of events now over there. It's an absolutely beautiful space overlooking the whole river valley. But it can seat up to 200-person events. And
okay, so you handle things like weddings and different other banquet operations?
Yep, weddings
operations?
And speakers okay. and corporate events and things like that. Yeah.
Okay, and how has that been working? Have you found it to be? I mean, that's quite a departure from a brew cellar and pub to a banquet facility.
It definitely comes with its challenges, but we did 50-person events in our English room actually at Stone Cellar, so we had a little bit of experience, but as it went and grew to this 200-person thing, it, mm-hmm. it comes with new challenges of trying to get 200 plates out at the same time and make sure they're hot and all coming out so that one person's not waiting 20 minutes for their
right.
entree. But
so you have a fully equipped kitchen there then at Riverside?
Yeah, Riverview has an awesome kitchen. It's probably about three sizes bigger than the one at Stone Cellar, but
okay.
So the chefs are loving it over there. But
okay, what have you done as far as promoting that particular program? Have you anything special did you do, or just working with referral, or how does it handle?
We did some referral. We go to a couple of the different like wedding banquets and things like that. And then just reaching out to a couple different companies as well. When we mentioned that we were purchasing it or leasing it through Stone Cellar Brew Pub, we had a lot of regulars from Stone Cellar that were like, oh, man, we'd love to have our event over there.
Okay.
With the unfortunate closing of the gardens of the Fox Cities, we were actually, because we had just opened up, we were able to grab a bunch of the weddings from there as well, because they didn't have anywhere to go, because most of that stuff books about 3 years or 2 to 3 years in advance. So they were looking for some place, and we actually happened to have it, so it was mutually beneficial there. So
wonderful. Okay. And of course, that area that you're in, you work with the entire area down there, the trails, all of that. Do you have promotional activities that you work with in that area?
Yeah, we've done some stuff with Light Up the Fox for the area. That's run partially by the Paper Discovery Center. So they have done a big light display down there and trying to promote the paper industry that was very prevalent in Appleton in the past. And they had a trivia thing along the trails to help promote the Light Up the Fox. And when they fill out the trivia, they were able to come into Stone Cellar. And we had a promotion for half off pizza just to try to get people down to the riverfront area. And
okay.
With that walkway so convenient to your facility, I would suspect that perhaps your clientele includes bicyclists as well as runners and walkers?
Definitely. We have a couple different groups that definitely spend some time around Stone Cellar. During the summer, there's a big cyclist group that rides around and finishes at Stone Cellar pretty much every Monday. And then we've worked with a bunch of different running groups through Fleet Feet, and then we've also done stuff with Pace Setters and big running groups. They do Pace Setters does a pub run every year. That takes place at Stone Cellar. So we're definitely involved in that, especially with the healthier mindset of our food.
Okay. One of the things I keep hearing as we're going along is the idea of working with regulars, that you try to develop a relationship with your customer.
Definitely. As we source locally, we try to, you know, think locally as well, and really think about our community with our business partners, but then also with our regulars. We have our mug club that we have. It's $35 for the year, but then you get a free beer every month. You get a free pizza the month of your birthday. Your second beer free every Monday.
Jeez, I better come down. Or yeah, April.
You better hurry. I mean, between the two of us, we haven't got that many birthdays left.
Right.
So we have to take advantage of that one. I see Bob's having a good time over there too. He's ready. So now you have three regulars on your list here. So,
excellent. Yeah.
These are intentional strategies, though. You're really trying to work on this.
Definitely.
Yeah. And do you work with your staff to promote this feeling as well? And how do you work with them?
Yeah. We have an excellent staff at Stone Cellar. We try to be very specific in our hiring practice, and really get people that are that built in and go along with the mindset of what we're trying to do with the community mindset and what we're doing with the food. So they're all part of it, and I mean, some of our regulars will ask, they're like, oh, hey, you know, how's your dog doing? they know everything about our staff, and our staff knows about the regulars. And
so again, the Fox Cities, again, getting to know everybody is one of the goals that you have, is have everybody be familiar with you and comfortable in your location.
Definitely. Okay.
You had indicated that business was in existence, I believe, for 9 years.
Yep.
Do you find your clientele that you're focusing your marketing strategy on is focused in the 40 and younger as opposed to 40 and older?
I would say it's honestly across the entire gamut. We've tried to kind of define who that target customer is, but it's everybody from, you know, 2 to 92, realistically. I would say our dining room kind of tailors to more of the family crowd that are looking to come in, but it also works for dates and things like that. But then as it goes for our bar, for people that are, you know, looking to come down and have a beer, and it's for anybody that appreciates, you know, the good food and beer.
So our grandparents, like myself, if we have a preschooler, we can bring them along.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this is the BizTalk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. We have been visiting, talking with Tyler Reith from the Stone Cellar Brew Pub, and we're going to take a short break, be back, get a business tip, and kind of wrap up some of the things today. So, again, this is the BizTalk Radio Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back again to the BizTalk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I have Tom DeLugopowski, one of our SCORE mentors, with me today as a guest host. And then we are interviewing Tyler Reith from the Stone Cellar Brew Pub here in the Fox Cities. And we were talking, Tyler, on some of the things that you do to promote. Mentioned just briefly a little bit about the using of social media and stuff and how you can use that to promote some of the specials you do. How do you work with that?
We post pretty much every day onto social media. We try to promote. We have daily specials. Wednesdays we do like a wild game Wednesday, which is we actually feature like some sort of wild game. We've everything from we've done like alligator, shark.
Is wild.
We had camel last week.
I'm thinking of, you know, venison and things like that, and you're doing alligator. Okay.
Or pheasants.
Yeah. You can tell I'm a local boy.
We've done red deer and stuff like that, too.
Okay. But. All right. And have you found that as a successful way to get the word out?
Definitely. We use Facebook a lot, I would say. It's great. It's, you know, instant, so I can do it right away.
Okay.
We do email marketing too, but that's usually for our larger events.
Okay.
But yeah, it's worked out well. So.
Okay. So recommending in your type of business, that is an excellent way to get to your market.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
All righty. Well, we're at about that time where we ask our guests to give us a biz tip. Now, what would your biz tip be? A pearl of wisdom to those people out there who are looking to start a business, or what their marketing techniques should be, or what's your tip for the day?
I would have to say never stop learning. You gotta always stay involved, keep learning about whatever interests you and you know, interests about your industry. You know, you gotta learn, read the publications and really learn what you can about your business.
Okay, so
in that regard, do you find advantage to have customer satisfaction surveys?
Yeah, we get a ton of comment cards. We like to really listen to what our customers have to say. A lot of a majority of what has been suggested by customers we're able to implement and really make our business better. So
pay attention to what the people are saying.
Definitely.
And give the customer what they want.
Got it.
Okay, that works out fine.
And as a result, you have repeatability of the customers along with others that come with
it. Yeah, new and repeating. And everybody loves hot food and cold beer.
And everybody loves customer loyalty, so that's all works together.
Definitely.
Great. Okay, can you want to tell us again where the Stone Cellar is located and a little bit about it again?
Yeah, we're at 1004 South Old Oneida Street in Appleton, just south of the Oneida Street Skyline Bridge. It says between the locks on top of the building.
Okay.
You can find us online at stonecellarbrewpub.com or by phone at 920-731-3322.
Okay, wonderful. Tom, any other last questions? Or
I just had a thought about when we speak about competitors. In the restaurant business, there seems to be a dime a dozen. What is so unique about your place?
I gotta say we're most unique just with our local and community mindedness, with sourcing as much as we can locally and sustainably. I think we're kind of leading the charge in the area on that basis, both with our obviously local beer, but in our food as well. So
great. Okay.
So you're a good community citizen.
Oh, definitely. We like to be. We're not, you know. We're part of the community, and we're involved in supporting everybody in our community. So,
Outstanding. Well, Tyler, thank you very much for joining us today. We've had a good time talking about some of the marketing strategies and things that they do at the Stone Cellar Brew Club. Again, reminding you, you're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Coming up next week, we're going to have Tim Mock. Tim is the sales director for Tuss House, one of our sponsors, and he will be able to give us a little more detail information about some of the services and products that Tuss House has for those of you out there who need help with your systems and being able to handle all of the necessary system storage that you're going to be talking about. Also, a quick reminder, we are going to be starting the Simple Steps program coming up this Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. It'll be held at the Copper Rock coffee shop right in downtown. It's going to be Startup Business Basics. $25 is the fee for that program. And we would ask you to please go out to the website. That is the www.foxcities.score.org to register for that particular program. There's still time, some room there, so please give us a holler and we'll try and get you in for that program. If you're thinking about starting your business or have been in business for a while, it's an outstanding program for people in the area here. And again, it's provided through SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and we would be looking forward to seeing you. So once again, thank you very much for joining us. Tom, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And you've been listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. I'm Randy Melzer, and you've been listening to us on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.